They face dangerous and often traumatic journeys to get to Australia, but once they arrive, most refugees encounter another hurdle: finding a job. One way around that, of course, is becoming your own boss, which new data has found is the case for hundreds of refugees that have opened businesses in Melbourne and Sydney in the past 2 years. Bridget Fitzgerald has more.
Like most Melbourne tradies, ask Liquat Ali how his day's been and he'll give you a rundown of the erratic weather.
Melbourne is always unpredictable. You never know.
Forced to flee Pakistan, where he was persecuted for his Hazara ethnicity, the 38-year-old sought asylum in Australia 7 years ago.
In the beginning, when I arrived in Australia, so I had no work right for almost 2 years.
But he very quickly turned that around, completing an apprenticeship and starting up his own rendering business, running a kebab shop on the side.
If you have a knowledge of construction industry a little bit, and you are so enthusiastic to just put yourself in and jump in, I think you'll be able to achieve it, because the construction industry is growing and growing every day. So I think it's not that hard, but you have to be ambitious.
An audit by refugee settlement agency AIMS and not-for-profit organisation Thrive found there are 300 businesses that have been opened by refugees in Sydney and Melbourne in the past 2 years. Thrive works in partnership with banks to provide loans to refugees to start their own business, which Director Hugh Trong explains is often born out of necessity.
Many of the factory jobs that used to be around 30, 40 years ago that would have employed a number of, you know, refugees that don't have a strong English or a professional qualification that's recognised in Australia, they're no longer there. And so when faced with trying to find employment now, it's really challenging.
Hugh Trong describes himself as a first wave boat person from Vietnam. He realised most refugees struggle to borrow money without assets or capital, and that can make the difference between earning a living or remaining unemployed.
If we could come to the table with financial capital, with small business training and support, it would be a really valuable contribution to what they're doing.
Shireen Clark is the Director of Human Services at the Asylum Seeker Refuge Centre. She says it can take up to 5 years for a refugee to be granted a humanitarian visa, and most won't have permission to work while they wait.
So you factor in issues around poverty, getting their skills and experience recognised in Australia. That's often an impediment to them finding ongoing work.
But according to ABS data, 26% of refugees will go on to earn money from their own business, which is close to double the Australian average of 14%. Across his two businesses, Liquat Ali has around 20 employees, mostly other migrants from Afghanistan, India and Sri Lanka. Though he's quick to point out, that's not deliberate.
I never see their background. I just see their abilities and I hire them. That's my criteria.
Businessman Liquat Ali ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.